This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to speak to you, but boy, oh boy, that nurse story was quite a global event, wasn't it?
It certainly was a global event, and needless to say, not only has it shaken the Jewish community here, but one of the defining characteristics of Australia has always been that if you come to this country, you will get free and quality medical care. Free and quality medical care. So what this incident has done is puncture a hole in one of the, as I say, defining characteristics of Australia, egalitarian society, where there is something called Medicare, which means everyone gets Medicare, which you don't have to pay for, etc., etc. And then, so that was, you know, the instinctive reaction. Since then, so a number of things, and I'm sure much of this will be very familiar to your listeners, is that there has been a nationwide ban on the two nurses in terms of neither of them can work anywhere in the country, not just in the city or in the state, anywhere in the country in the health system at all. That has been imposed on them. At the same time, the police have asked the Israeli guy who, Max Vafer, the guy who got that video with the two of them, you know, making his threats, they've asked him for a full unedited version of the interchange, which apparently runs for 2.5 minutes, and not just the shorter version, which a lot of us saw. And then, on the other hand, on the other side of the ledger, and this is the awful part, is that there had been a stream of letters in some of the media attacking him, attacking Max Vafer, and saying that he, quote-unquote, entrapped them into these things, into saying what it is that they're saying. And then there was today, in one of today's media, there was a stream of comments from certain sectors of the community defending the two nurses and saying, yes, while it was terrible, however, look at what is happening in Gaza, and they were, the nurses were, again, were trapped, etc., etc. So it's the whole thing has just, you know, escalated, and shaken not just the Jewish community, but nationally, just because, like I say, it's just really put a hole in what has always been just a given in this country, that everyone gets free and quality medical care.
The concern with a story like this is we only know of the two idiots that were prepared to be recorded saying these vile things. What about the people who hold these views that are smarter than they are and don't say this out loud?
And that's a very good question and a very good point. And that's one of the points which has been raised by a number of people, is saying how widespread or how high up does this issue go? Is it their superiors or is it elsewhere in the hospital? And stories have inevitably started to emerge saying, well, I was in this hospital years ago and here's my bad experience. And others are saying, oh, and in fact, a woman came out, her name was Sharon Stollier, not a member of the Jewish community, saying that several years ago, she was involved in that hospital as a paramedic, I believe, and she filed a complaint about some hostile postings on social media connected to that hospital, and then, according to her, she was put under investigation and not the subjects of the complaint. So things like that have started to emerge, and yes, it is a concern. And, you know, this hospital now, you know, no member of the Jewish community wants to get treated at this hospital. I do need to add, though, just in point of balance, the very next day after this was uncovered, there was to be a mass nurses and midwives public rally outside Parliament House, not to do with this issue, but for a pay dispute. And to the credit of all these nurses and midwives, they still had their rally, but they made the entire focus of it to say, that we care about everyone and that there's no hate in healthcare, et cetera, et cetera. So to a man and woman, they came out and rallied, but with a positive and heartwarming, I have to say, message saying that there's no hate in healthcare, we care for everyone, and this is not what we're about. Please don't hold us responsible for these two people.
Has there been condemnation from official Muslim bodies?
Oh, yes, absolutely, from the Prime Minister down. Absolute condemnation, and very quickly, et cetera, et cetera. So that has been, yes, and I say across the board.
Right.
Not across the board entirely, but yes, from the Prime Minister down, absolutely, there's been vigorous
The Muslim community itself, have they condemned it?
Well, that's a good question. In some quarters, yes. But across the top of one of today's newspapers, there were a dozen head and shoulders photographs of a dozen Muslim leaders, all defending or not excusing what the two health people had done, but attacking Israel or attacking the Jewish community or attacking Max Wafer for trapping them, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, so not very pleasant reading at all. Right across the top of one of the mainstream newspapers,
why would the newspaper do that as a matter of interest? What is that about?
It was exposing them. Extraordinarily supportive newspaper. It's called The Australian,
right.
And it's extraordinarily supportive. So it was exposing them and saying, look at how these people have reacted to the shocking conduct of those two nurses.
It's just quite unbelievable that this is what you are dealing with there. But this is also there's a day of there's awareness around anti-Semitism, which is an important drive in Australia. Tell us about that quickly.
So that's happening after tomorrow on Thursday, mm-hmm. in one of the largest synagogues here. There's expected to be over 1,000 people turning up. It's called a summit on anti-Semitism. It's including premiers, former prime ministers, the government special envoy on anti-Semitism, Holocaust survivors, the presidents, the board of deputies, anyone and everyone who you can think of is there. The country's attorney general. So there'll be, it's a 4-hour symposium focusing on anti-Semitism. Hopefully there will be some practical outcomes which come in, that it won't be just a talk fest, because obviously we need to take the situation further. And just very quickly, I know you got to go, is that also this week there's been an announcement of a major foundation specifically about combating anti-Semitism. The chair is a man called Josh Frydenberg, we've spoken about before, former treasurer of this country, and he's now dedicated his life to combating this issue, and he's got a very high-profile, prestigious board, which is, it's called the DORA Foundation, DORA as in D-O-R, Generation, and it's just been launched and just been announced with one mandate in mind, and that is to fight this issue, which is now rampant in our country.
Unbelievable. That's where we leave it. Vic Aladef, thank you as always. Vic Aladef is the former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.